Welcome to Meditations, where we practice the presence of God. He is ever present, but so very often it is us who are not present. You know what I mean by that? We may be present physically, but we're not as tuned into and aware of God's presence as we should be. So for the next few minutes, as much as is possible, just shut out everything around you and prepare to just be still and quiet and focused on the scriptures I'm about to read. Pray with me now. Holy Spirit, we come into your presence. We desire to know you, to be strengthened by you, to be healed by you in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits. Lord, we cast our cares upon you. We invite you to come. We need your presence, God. For the next few minutes, I want to guide you and help you to just de-stress and relax and focus on God's presence. Just cast your cares upon him. Why don't you invite the Holy Spirit to come right now in your own way and be with you? I'm going to be reading some scriptures about waiting on God and his timing during this meditation. You know, we live in an instant generation. We expect things right now. We have microwave ovens and instant communication at our fingertips. We have high-speed computers, and no matter how fast our computers are, they just aren't fast enough. We have children being diagnosed with ADD because they have fast-paced TVs and video games and internet. You can't sit still and slow down and listen when the teacher wants. Then when we pray, we often expect God to respond instantly, when so often part of his answer is to teach us to slow down and wait for his answer and his timing. He does answer prayer, but that does not necessarily mean he gives us exactly what we want, exactly when we want it. Sometimes his answer is no, and he knows best. Sometimes his answer is wait. Two answers we really don't want to hear sometimes. We maybe wonder why we can't find a job, but maybe God is promoting someone or moving them out of the way of the position he has planned for you to have. And that might take some time, so we have to learn to wait. We may be wondering why we can't find a husband or a wife, and instead of waiting, we rush into a marriage with someone and miss out on God's best for us, when if we would just have waited for his timing, we would not perhaps be having the problems we ended up with in a marriage that was not meant to be. We must learn to wait upon the Lord. It's for our own good. He knows what is best for us, and he knows when the right time is to bring the right blessing into our life. While we are waiting, we must choose life, generating thoughts, and followed by right words when we speak. Think the right thoughts. Overcome evil with good. Say the right things. If you do this, your faith and confidence and power will get stronger and stronger, day by day, minute by minute. Trust in him and his timing. Don't think too far ahead. Learn to live in the present. Jesus said in Matthew 6:34, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." In other words, take it one day at a time. Take it 1 minute at a time if you have to. You don't even have to believe God for 10 years from now. You just need to believe him for the next moment. And then when that moment comes, believe him for the next, and for the next. Believe him for the next breath, for the next heartbeat. You'll get there. And when you get there, it will be above anything you could have imagined if you will wait. Are you ready? I'm going to read some scriptures dealing with waiting on God and his timing. And as I read them, I want you to listen deeply in your spirit. Let it resonate in you. Ask God to help you focus on these scriptures and shut out all those other voices trying to distract you. I want you to focus on him, on being at peace. Take time right now to get comfortable. Are you in a quiet place? Are you sitting comfortably? Sometimes it helps me to close my eyes as I ponder the scriptures. It's also very relaxing to take 3 big breaths, slowly inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. And each time you inhale, think about God's peace coming in. Are you smiling, thinking about his presence and goodness? I hope so. When you exhale, think about all that negativity and all that stress just leaving your body. As you listen to these scriptures, really focus on them. Come into agreement with them. Enter into his presence. Now listen to what these scriptures say. Ponder them deeply. And most of all, listen to what the Holy Spirit wants to speak and to your life. Guide me in your truth and faithfulness and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you, you only, and altogether do I wait expectantly all the day long. That's Psalm 25:5. I trusted in, relied on, and was confident in you, O Lord. I said, you are my God. My times are in your hands. That's Psalm 31:14 through 15. I am still in rest in the Lord. I wait for him and patiently lean myself upon him. I fret not myself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Psalm 37 and 7. And now, Lord, what do I wait for and expect? My hope and expectation are in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the scorn and reproach of the self-confident fool. That's Psalm 39:7 through 8. I stand silently before the Lord, waiting for him to rescue me, for salvation comes from him alone. Yes, he alone is my rock, my rescuer, defense, and fortress. Why then should I be tense with fear when troubles come? That's Psalm 62, verses 1 through 2. My eyes wait for you, looking, watching, expecting. And you give me food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy me with favor. That's Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. The Lord earnestly waits, expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to me. And therefore, he lifts himself up, that he may have mercy on me and show loving kindness to me. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect and look and long for him. For his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, and his matchless, unbroken companionship. That's Isaiah 30:18. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's Isaiah 40:31. But these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. There will not be overdue a single day. That's Habakkuk 2:3. Heavenly Father, I just pray right now, Lord, for those who are listening to this recording, and I just pray you speak peace into their life, God. I pray, God, that if they're seeking for something, God, that you'll give them patience. And I'm asking you, God, to in the meantime speak to them and say that you're there, that you're with them, that you haven't neglected them. Just remind them that you're still there. Remind them the answer's on the way. And God, fulfill in their life. Let them wait for your best, God, rather than moving into some area of our life that's just going to not satisfy them and that might have bad consequences. Help us to wait on your timing, Lord. Now take time to just listen to this song that I'm going to play and just relax. Ponder the scripture reading. Listen for the Holy Spirit's voice. Take as long as you like. Maybe just thank and worship him for a while. When you're done, just open your eyes and take his presence with you wherever you go.
While I'm waiting, I will serve you. While I'm waiting. is full. I'm waiting on you, Lord, though it's not easy, no, but faithfully I will wait. Yes, I will wait, and I will move ahead, bold and confident, taking every step. I'll be taking